WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. In November 1966, 8 months before he died of cancer, John Coltrane played a concert at Temple University in Philadelphia. It was not a financial success. Only 700 people showed up. And the band's high-energy music proved too much for some listeners. That concert recording is now officially out for the first time. It got our jazz critic, Kevin Whitehead, thinking about what Coltrane was up to.
John Coltrane's 1966 Philadelphia concert wasn't quite as legendary as folks now claim, to judge by the scant attention his biographers have given it. But the double CD Offering Live at Temple University spotlights an aspect of Coltrane's late period more heard about than heard, how his generosity of spirit led him to share his stage with lesser-known players. Drop-ins here include a gaggle of local percussionists he'd been jamming with. Coltrane's vocal outbursts in Philly lend credence to the idea his saxophone was an extension of his voice, just as soprano sax extended the range of his tenor. But Coltrane was fascinated by the saxophone itself and ways to animate the mechanism. His breath liberated the saxophone's life force. He was concerned with getting the instrument to sound, to feel as well as hear the dance of a vibrating air column inside the metal tube. Some fans had given up on Coltrane by 1966, but in a way, his priorities hadn't changed. Playing standards in the 50s, he had that same love of setting the horn vibrating with a busy line. Here he is in 57. In 1966, John Coltrane still had that proudly even tone on tenor, but the context had changed a lot. Now he was playing modal tunes, where chords changed so seldom the music had seemed to jog in place. But he still made every note ring like a tuning fork. Coltrane hammers those low notes like a honking rhythm and blues saxophonist, and partly for the same reason. The physical force of the sound is a thrill in itself. His featured guest at Temple 66 was fellow tenor Pharoah Sanders, a master of saxophone texture. He could really make complex vibrations bounce around. Pharoah Sanders. Some old-timers describe the fast, complex playing John Coltrane excelled at as blowing snakes. The term has an uncertain derivation, but I make a connection with snake handling, where writhing forces of nature take on a religious function. Coltrane's hymn-like pieces and titles like Offering or Peace on Earth make plain how spiritual concerns are central to his art. There's a church name for him, after all. For Coltrane, literally or metaphorically, playing saxophone was a religious act. A communion with powerful but invisible forces was the heart of his spiritual practice.
All right.